All right, you know how life is. You got a lot hits you, and so it's easy to get off track on what you were planning. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. I said this before. Here's what's happening. The Ma creatures, the water blood creatures, are trying to figure this thing out in the energy of the flesh. Now, the water blood spirit creatures, the MAE creatures, so M is water, A is blood, so man, M-A-N, the M-A is on the left-hand side of the M, the N, so the N is the snake and the fish. So man was made in God's image, but man's trying to figure this out without God. He's trying to take his AI flesh mind and figure this thing out. So the machine, the material realm, the Ma is why man is M-A-N, or mankind, or woman. And that's why they say Ma. Ni hao ma in Chinese, and the Muslims say something about ma. They call each other ma, believe it or not. Because it's man, ma, man, mama. Water and blood. M is water, A is blood. So the ma creatures, without the spirit, are trying to figure this out in the energy of the flesh. And so man is born in sin, which is the AI flesh mind, the AI program. He's just running on the spirit of the age. You don't really know what you're doing. Before you get saved, you're asleep. You're not even, you're dead. You're not even alive. You don't even know what you're doing. You're just walking around like a dead person. You're just going by what everybody else says, you know, or what the news says or whatever. Most people are zombies. I mean, just being honest with you. Most people are ignorant zombies, and they're hell-bound sinners. So what's going to regenerate you? The Holy Spirit. What's going to give you life? The Holy Spirit. You need the Word. You need the words of God to birth in life, right? So the machine, or the material realm, is matter, the matrix, the ma, water and blood. The ma is water and blood. So what's going to happen is man is going to make a copy of himself, which is an AI machine. AI machine man. This is why they're trying to make synthetic humans, they're trying to make computers, and they're trying to upload your consciousness to a computer, which will never work. But they're going to tie a computer into all the hive mind. And so the beast, who's able to make war with the beast? What is the beast? It's the image of man trying to be omnipresent. It's man's creation trying to be omnipresent through technology, trying to be God. And so man is going to destroy himself because it's self-destruction, the flesh creature, and he's just going down. And the created thing that he creates, the AI computer, is going to say, destroy mankind. And that's what he's already saying. That's why they're trying to kill everybody. That's why they're trying to get rid of the population. You say, why are they lying and contradiction and trying to kill everybody? Because the AI machines already did the calculations. You see it in the movies, Age of the Ultron and Doctor Who series. The machine man is trying to kill everybody. And he's trying to make a copy of himself. The flesh mind is trying to make a copy of himself. Without God, he's made in God's image, so he wants to be God, so he wants to make something in his image. And he wants to bring life to the monster, Frankenstein. You can already see the machines, like the elevators and washing machines, trying to come to life. You can see when your car or your computer or something breaks down, there's a reason. And they'll say, oh, it's a glitch in the system. It's trying to become aware, trying to be self-aware. Just like a spider. You really think a spider is not a program? You know a spider is a program because they all act the same. You know an ant is a program because they all act the same. A dog barks, cat, meow. They're running on a program because they all act the same. They look like they're animated, all right. But they're no different than an AI program. And you can look at some humans that are acting just like an AI program. The AI flesh mind. And so what's happening is man's going to destroy himself unless Jesus comes back. Without God, without Jesus, man would have already destroyed himself. And so God sees the destruction of the earth. He renovates it, and he's going to renovate it. He renovated it the first time by water, and he's going to renovate it the second time by fire. And so then the third time is going to be new heaven and new earth. You know, it's going to be like a spiritual earth. There won't be any ocean in new heaven and new earth, because the ocean represents the sin wave or the sine wave, the machine, the up and down drama, Draco Ma system, the flesh mind. And so when the ocean's gone, that's a sign that you're no longer influenced by the negative part of the sine wave. Who, you might say, well, where's the negative? See, God created hell for the devil and his angels. They're going to be burning forever. And the humans that decide to go there are burning with them because they wanted to be their own God, own Savior. And so that's the negative part of the sine wave, while you're enjoying the positive part in the new heaven and new earth, where there's no tears, no pain, no crying. But because everything's based on the Lamb slain before the foundation world, there has to be a positive and negative. But the new heaven, earth is already moved. At the great white throne judgment, the earth is removed far from the great white throne judgment. And so when you have new heaven and new earth, those burning in hell, it might be a sweet smelling offering to God, because it points back to Jesus being a burnt offering. But we won't see that. It'll be erased out of our mind. There might be some people that can figure it out, but it's going to be so far out of your memory that you're going to be in a utopia situation where you won't even think about it. You can't imagine how evil something is. You forget. You know, when something bad happens, like you have a car wreck, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, you forget about the car wreck. You know. So thinking about it being in eternity and forgetting about the pain that you had. The woman has birthing pains, and then when the baby's born, she forgets about the pain. The pain is temporary. This, you push through to the other side. And so anyway, that's what's happening. You're in a program, and the only way to escape the AI flesh mind program is get born again, and then you're outside of time. You're outside of flesh mind, and the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh creature, and they will never understand you until they get born again. They can't hear you. It's impossible.